This is the American Ag Network. I'm Rusty Halverson. Here's what's happening in agriculture. The National Pork Board on Wednesday offered a statement of support to the National Pork Producers Council as that group took the extremely rare step to cancel the 2019 World Pork Expo scheduled for June in Des Moines. It's a tough decision that no one wants to make, but when it comes to the ongoing spread of African swine fever in Asia and Europe and South Africa, caution comes first. We visited with Jim Monroe, Senior Director of Communications for the NPPC.
The reason for that caution is we have African swine fever present in the world's largest swine herd by far, and that's in China. And with African swine fever present in that swine herd, it just raises the risks globally that it could spread to other regions. And, you know, we think it's very unlikely that the virus would be brought to the United States because of World Pork Expo. We can't say that that risk is absolutely zero. And so we're, as you said, out of abundance of caution, decided to cancel the event. The health of the U.S. swine herd, the livelihood of our producers and their families, those are paramount for us, and it would be a devastating outcome if we had African swine fever come to the United States. So disappointing that we had to make the decision, but we think it's the right one.
World Pork Expo normally hosts around 20,000 visitors over 3 days. It was canceled one other time back in 2001 because of an outbreak of foot and mouth disease in Europe, when U.S. officials made a similar decision to cancel the event in favor of biosecurity for the U.S. pork industry. Pork producers are lobbying lawmakers to add more border security agents at U.S. ports. NPPC members met with members of the House and Senate yesterday, asking them to allocate funds to hire 600 more agricultural inspectors for the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. CBP currently employs 2,400 officers as agricultural inspectors and have told the NPPC that a total of 3,000 would be an optimal number to lock down airports and other shipping routes. More in a minute on the American Ag Network.
Powerful.
Effective.
Proven.
Tough.
Consistent.
Reliable.
A lot of adjectives can describe a herbicide's weed control, but one only applies to Liberty Herbicide. Superior. Liberty Herbicide has no known resistance in row crops, more convenient application flexibility, and excellent control of key weeds. All backed by the Liberty Weed Control Guarantee. Learn more at liberty.basf.com. Grow smart with BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Want to reduce your risk of heart disease, diabetes, and stroke? Simple. Eat right. This is registered dietitian nutritionist Melissa Dobbins. A healthy diet can mean a healthier you. So eat a variety of proteins each week. Seafood, lean meat, poultry, beans, and nuts. Fill half your plate with fruits and vegetables at every meal. Choose foods that are lower in calories, fat, and sodium. Limit your alcohol and maintain a healthy weight. Let a registered dietitian nutritionist help you achieve your goals. Find one near you at eatright.org.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said Wednesday that the U.S. and China have agreed to set up enforcement offices to monitor compliance with any eventual trade deal, suggesting progress on one stumbling block. McDonald's said Thursday it now receives a third of its eggs in the U.S. from chickens that are not confined in cages. It aims to achieve a 100% cage-free egg supply by 2025. That's what's happening in agriculture. This is the American Ag Network.